I see. So we've identified your main customers as office workers, both male and female. What about your USP?
My what? Oh, right. The unique selling proposition. You know, I'm never quite sure what it means.
Well, it's basically just the features and benefits that make your product different from the competition. In
No.
other words, what does a customer get by buying your product or service instead of someone else's?
Right. Well, a ready lunch that's healthy, low in calories, tasty, and made with fresh ingredients. And once the delivery service starts, the big point is convenience because it'll be delivered straight to their desk.
Okay, good. Well, since it's the new delivery service that you want to promote, we'll certainly emphasize the aspect of convenience. What else? I mean, of all the other things you mentioned, healthy food, low-calorie meals, tasty, fresh ingredients, what do you think is the main one that keeps your target buyers coming back to you?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down to one thing. I think the fact that it's healthy food is very important. And the low-calorie meals are just one aspect of that, because the salads are healthy too. But I think the real point is that people find our food tasty. You might eat something once or twice because it's good for you, but you probably won't come back again if it doesn't taste good.
That's very true. Okay, then. So the ads we create for you need to emphasize the health aspect, the taste, and the convenience of having the food delivered.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Tell me, when exactly are you launching the delivery service?
On October 1st.
Right, that gives us about 5 weeks. Now, from what you said on the phone about your advertising budget, I think your most cost-effective option would be to combine advertising on local radio for 2 or 3 weeks before your launch with advertisements in the local newspaper in the week leading up to the launch. You may want to consider some kind of promotional offer, too, like coupons in the paper, giving discounts to the first customers of the delivery service.
Maggie and I actually talked about that before, and I still think it's a good idea.
Okay, so we'll put together a proposal for you along the lines we've discussed, including a script for our radio commercial, copy for the print ads, and a couple of different options for an introductory promotion. I'll get back to you in the middle of next week, and we can arrange another meeting at which we will present our ideas.
Oh, I meant to ask. It is you who's responsible for arranging the radio airtime and newspaper ads, isn't it?
That's right. We'll arrange all the media buying for you. That's included in the fee I quoted to you on the phone.
Great.